Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We are back, baby. We are back, and happy new year. What a great year it's gonna be, especially this next month and a half as the Lions march towards the Super Bowl. We have a lot to talk about on this podcast as the Lions head to week 18 of the NFL season with the NFC North Championship in hand. They already got the banner up in the practice facility. They did not waste any time with that one. We'll get to all that in a moment. Before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. We got Bob.
Hello, everybody.
Connor.
Hello.
And Red Dog.
Yo.
And, of course, our producer, Kid J, sitting off to the side there. So, thank you, everybody, for joining this podcast tonight. And we are just super pumped for the last week of the season. The Lions have an outside chance in the playoffs. We'll get to the playoff scenarios in a moment. But before we do, I want to... You know, me and Red Dog, UJ, we're able to hop on to kind of talk about the last play of that Cowboys game. But Bob and Connor, we did not get your thoughts yet, so I wanted to give you chance.
I was on that pod with you, but...
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
glad I gave such a memorable performance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Connor. My Thank God. Bob, please.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the whole thing was bullshit. The Lions got screwed again by the refs, and then they sent out an explanation about how to report, and in it they showed Decker reporting correctly, and
I left people more confused apparently this video that they sent out.
Yeah,
but the NFL's they're just doubling down on everything. It's bullshit.
So yeah, they sent out this video and they showed who was it, Skipper reporting earlier in the game?
Yeah,
and
the first one. Yeah.
Then they showed later in the game, but like him doing the same arm motion. But what I think will let people confused is like the ref apparently doesn't have the signal, like that they received your message. Like it's just very confusing. Like, all right, so you're telling us how we're supposed to signal, but you didn't tell us how they
demonstrate how you have to speak it and like point to yourself.
Yeah.
And Skipper didn't do that in the second one, but he counted them in though. But
I think from now on, he had to like dance in go around the circle, like, or some sort of weird funky dance, or maybe the stanky leg will be like a signal. Like I'm reporting eligible. Yeah. I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's almost like they knew what they had to do to screw us. And so he knew what he had to do already. As soon as he realized what they were doing, he's like, okay, 70's eligible. That way it screws up the whole play.
I just want to throw out there, too, that play design showed a lot. There was a ton of thought, a ton of, like, the way the Lions executed it was perfect. It was botched by the referee. Like, just all the little things, like having Skipper report throughout the game and leveraging that to make him fall asleep, knowing, like, have Decker subtly walk over there and then him come in at the last second. I don't know. It was really well thought out. It shows that these coaches and Dan Campbell think through everything extremely thoroughly. And if you've seen the press conferences, Campbell is, what do you call it, controlled fury, right?
Yeah.
And Hutch, I think, went on a Monroe St. Brown's podcast and also said, like, this is going to light a fire under them for the rest of the season as well. Because if the Lions win, they're going to have to go back to Dallas again, presumably.
Yeah, but they'll be up for it, I'm sure, man. And I think it's the first time I've seen Campbell, like, react to a ref thing. You know, usually he's pretty quiet about it. But
yeah, he was livid in the press conference. You never see him that angry.
Yeah.
No. I mean, so they botched it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Botched it and then lied.
It's nice to see the media completely united behind the Lions for once, though.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone, like, I even saw...
Hold on, not all the media, like, not completely united. Because then you got Schefter saying, oh, the tripping call was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, he's just a
shill for the NFL, yeah.
I'm talking about the real media.
Yes.
I saw a bunch of power rankings that were like, oh, sorry, Lions fans, we're still going to put you above the Cowboys because you won in our hearts. I think that CBS did that or something. I was like, let's go.
I love it.
Yeah. Adam Schefter is a tool. He's always been a tool of the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw the billboards that people were putting up in Detroit. It said that he reported.
Oh, yeah. I did see that
sign on there. I saw like a jersey. 68 eligible was the last name. So the Lions yet again embroiled another refereeing controversy. They seem to really top it in the league. Just like with some really bizarre rule. You got the Calvin Johnson rule, the batting out of the ball, Pettigrew, pass interference.
The good news about this one is the Lions can get their revenge on
Yes, Cowboys exactly. Team, so. Did not end their season.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if this ended the season, though? How?
Oh, my God.
Like, you can't let this happen. Apparently, well, we already went over in the last pod. But
yeah, that would have been terrible.
Referee Allen. Another referee that'll be burned in our name. And he'll get, he's minorly punished. He doesn't get to ref a playoff game. He's not fired, though.
No. Yeah, and I think he gets a primetime game to end the season, too.
Yeah, the Steelers game. Yeah.
Luckily, this just works to show us just how much better we have to play to avoid this nonsense.
Right. We didn't really need that lesson, but okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We did enough to win the game. I don't think we have to beat every team by 30.
But we're going to have to do it by more than one play.
Well, and one last thing on this in terms of just the NFL and how stupid they go. Like, so the players, they love to repeat, like, I don't want to say anything, I'm gonna get fined. Like, they get fined for the smallest little thing, but these refs can go and say, like, oh, these players are wrong, I'm doing it right, and they don't get fined even though they did it wrong. Like, they get demotion, yippee, like, they still refing. I don't know, it doesn't probably seem very equitable.
It's probably because they have too much dirty laundry on the NFL, so they gotta, you know, handle them a little bit with kid gloves. If they're, after all, they're just probably carrying out their orders from the top anyway.
Maybe. Right, wait, and then Bob, should Campbell have kicked it from the 7-yard line?
Yeah, sure. He was aggressive, man. Let's go for it. That's his style, you know. I mean, I don't like it a lot of times when he does it, but a lot of times I do because it make it, you know, and this stuff. So that's Dan Riverboat Dan or whatever. No, that's not Dan Gambler, whatever they call him. He does gamble a lot. That's part of the style of this team. So
gamble, Dan.
So,
Gamble.
I probably would have kicked it myself, but I gotta ride with the Campbell on this.
All right,
I'm with you, Bob. Like, all this woulda, shoulda, coulda nonsense. You don't know what happens if he kicks it. He went for it. It should have went against us that time. You know, we love it when he gets it. You gotta. Yeah. Sometimes it don't get it.
Yeah,
it was reckless to do it from the 7. That's just fact.
Yeah, I did not agree with that necessarily either, as we discussed. But
and he went on 97.1, and
just say it.
Yeah, just say it.
What you want to say. It's the radio, and he's like, "All right, fine, that was reckless." And he's like, "Thank you."
Yeah, I kind of wish they'd have thrown it to somebody else though, but a better throw could have possibly completed that play. But
yeah,
throw it would have been close. He still might have missed it, but it would have been close. I think
he's a big guy. He could have fallen in on it. But yeah, from the 7, this is interesting. Anyways, kind of focusing back to this week and some other news. Before we get into the game aspect, there is an announcement today of Pro Bowl people. So the Pro Bowler, Sam Laporta, the rookie, getting in. Penei Sewell, his second already. And now his fifth, that, as our producer noted, that makes his fifth-year option worth a little more to the salary cap and to Sewell, which is interesting. We're not used to that, so I was not aware of that rule. Frank Ragnow, again, beast. Aiden Hutchinson, of course, and then Jalen Reeves-Maven.
I love the Jalen Reeves-Maven.
Yeah, he's had a great year. Well earned. He's had a great year.
Yeah. And ex-Lion Matthew Stafford also made it. But
we might be seeing him more in a week.
Yeah.
Seeing him more.
He's sitting out his game.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that momentarily.
And we have a bunch of alternates, so we could have another starter, you know, if somebody drops out. So.
Yeah, anybody you thought get snubbed? Like,
I'm hoping no one plays in the Pro Bowl for us this year.
I was a little disappointed, but
I was gonna say Amon-Ra St. Brown not in the Pro Bowl, like at least initially here. I think that's ludicrous.
Yeah, I agree. That is a bit of a snub.
I mean, the nice thing is it's not gonna matter because we ain't gonna be playing any of our guys in it anyway. All the other alternates will.
I still like getting the designation for the Lions, though.
Yeah, I'd rather have it than not. So, I mean, it matters to those guys too a little bit. I guess a little extra fire for him in the playoffs, huh? Show him that he should have been a Pro Bowler, maybe.
It was nice.
He counted all the guys drafted ahead of him. So,
what's that, Connor?
I was just gonna say it was nice to see the Packers have zero Pro Bowlers and had like four.
Oh, players, really?
So. That's fantastic. they had no starters.
Wow. That's awesome.
Even the Bears got two.
Yeah, the Bears got
Montez Sweat and that
DJ
cornerback.
Moore, right? Or no, the cornerback.
No, Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson.
Oh, Jalen Johnson.
Oh, free agent next year. All right. So that's the Pro Bowl aspect of things. And yes, as I mentioned, division banners hanging in the practice facility already. Gotta love that. Wasting no time. And then getting into this week. So the injury report's really interesting. Taylor Decker, Jamison Williams, and Brock Wright. No practice. James Houston. As Red Dog mentioned before we hopped on here, he's tackling a practice dummy, so he's almost getting up to real humans.
Hitting a hack sled, actually.
Oh, okay. Hack sled, too. Sam Laporta, limited with an ankle injury, and Ali McNeil is back at practice in a limited capacity. As a result of that, the Lions had to make a couple cuts. Bugs is gone now, which is just a bummer. Campbell didn't really explain too much why they released him. I mean, besides to make room for some guys on the roster. But
he was up and down, and I know he was upset about like not making some games too, like Chiefs.
Yeah. Stuff.
Yeah, there was clearly some drama there in with him.
And then Bruce Irvin, you know, the savior of the pass rush, is no longer here after a 7-week.
A little surprising.
Yeah, there seemed to be like a mutual parting away, so I'm not sure what happened there exactly.
I thought that was always going to be like three games for him and he was done.
Yeah, the Lions were very strategic about their bringing him up from the practice squad.
Yeah, he can only do it three times before he has to be a full roster.
Maybe they're just like having him be about a plug and play guy till Houston came back, but he's not coming back. So,
maybe
who's not coming back? Houston's coming back.
Maybe. We don't know that for sure.
Not for this game.
Not for this
game. Oh, I'm not talking about this
game. Who knows
about
even the first playoff game?
Well, they're clearly maneuvering their roster for the playoffs at this point.
Well, right. Yes, obviously.
And the fact that he's still there suggests he's probably coming back, and the fact that he is practicing. So I don't know why you're being so negative about this, see?
Negative about what? What am I being negative
Houston
about?
Coming back.
Not
he's not coming
about
back.
Him. I'm just stating the facts.
He just said he wasn't coming this week.
Yeah.
He's not playing the Vikings game. I don't know if you missed that report, Red Dog.
I wasn't talking about the Vikings game, but that's all right. We can go on.
Okay. Stop being so negative, Red Dog.
I'm not the negative one. You're the negative one. I'm saying he's coming back.
I didn't say he wasn't coming
Nobody
back.
Nobody said he wasn't. you're battling with yourself, Red Dog. I don't know what you're talking about here.
As we do.
All right. So... and the interesting part about this week, too, for the Lions is that they are planning to play everybody. Do you think they, first of all, do we think they plan for the whole game or is it like a half, a or something like that.
No, I think it's like the Packers did to us a few years ago where they kind of pulled everyone off at halftime. Kind of my thoughts.
It could be.
I don't know.
I want to see what's going on because it kind of goes hand in hand with the playoff scenarios. So the Lions can still get the 2 seed, but Dallas needs to lose to Washington and Philly. I need to check again who they're playing.
Philly could lose to anybody the way they're playing these days.
The Giants. They're playing the Giants. So two, what do you think are inferior opponents? But yeah, Philly lost to Arizona last week, and Arizona looked like the way better team, actually. They look horrible. So the Lions need both of them to lose. Not likely. And they both play 3:00, so the Lions can't see how it's going halfway through the game. And I think that the NFL strategically did it that way. That's what they like to do with these games at the end. They try to mix the times up to make it as competitive as possible. So assuming that doesn't happen, they're locked into the 3 seed. So the question is, who do they play? If the Rams win, the Lions will be playing the Rams. Matt Stafford coming back to Ford Field for the first home game in Ford Field in its history, actually. Then if the Rams lose and the Packers lose, it's the Rams. If the Packers win and the Rams lose, then it will be the Packers the Lions will be playing. But if the Packers lose, the Rams lose, then it gets really interesting with Seattle and the Saints as a possibility for the Lions to play. Yeah. Or it could be the Packers. There's some weird strength of victory tiebreakers. So
I know. It's too bad because the Rams could very well have beaten the 49ers this week because they're sitting like everybody. But the Rams are also sitting Stafford, so I don't know. Mm. So who knows?
When Carson Wentz is starting for you, your odds go down.
Yeah. But they're not just sitting. Stafford is sitting Kupp, Puka, they're starting Aaron Donald, et cetera. So
So it'll be an ugly game there.
Maybe they're trying to avoid the Lions. Maybe they want to rather play the Cowboys. Maybe that's
Blame them.
Yeah. The Rams Cowboys would be an interesting matchup.
Well, they played already, and the Rams got smoked, so I'm surprised they won it again.
I'd rather see the Rams Lions because
that was
the whole storyline with Stafford and Goff and McVay and everything.
It's a hell of a storyline.
I know Rud Dog wants the Packers because he thinks we could really win the division if we beat the Packers again. But I think the division
really win the division.
I don't know.
Just it'd
that
be
means.
Nice to not end on them. Beating us at Thanksgiving like that and get it to go through Packers.
Well, we beat them in a nice way. So.
I'm not focused on anything.
I guess.
I didn't say what you just said. So
KJ says anyway. Puka is playing, so at least one of their.
I'm good with either scenario because I don't care. We're going to beat either team that comes in front of us.
Okay. I was just going by your texts. All right.
I'm misreading up my text, but that's fine.
To me, I don't think it matters too much. I think Stafford playing would be more exciting against us, but as long as we win our first home playoff game in however many years, that's all that truly matters in the end.
Yeah.
That is goal two after taking the division. And then, and then we'll want the next one that much more once we actually win it. So
then the NFC Championship game against the Niners, probably in San Francisco, and then Super Bowl against the Ravens. I think we have the pathway. We know exactly what it takes.
Yep, and we already know how to beat the Ravens. We just didn't do it last time.
We know how to get
do
blown
exactly
up
the opposite of what you did last time.
So, Bob, you want to play the Rams? That's your choice?
Yeah, I'd like to see the Rams. Cause I think Stafford coming back would be amazing. And I think Goff revenge against McVay. And I think a lot of good storylines there.
Absolutely. I mean, from the NFL would be thrilled to have that. That's for sure. Connor, Rams?
Yeah, Rams, but I'm not really passionate about it. But yeah, the Rams.
Rud Dog, Packers?
I mean, I'm pretty much indifferent. I think both storylines are pretty good.
No, you pick one. This is the segment.
I'd probably pick the Rams then too.
Oh, all right. You're totally contradicting your own.
I just said reason why I would like to see the Packers in the text because
I thought
would be
you said like
to...
the Packers won the division or something, and we had to go and win it.
I don't know why you guys are running with some crazy idea. You guys totally took some weaning off my text and ran with it in the wrong direction. All I said was it was a good matchup. Like, I like it because it narratively we get to stamp the division that much harder as ours going through the Packers in the playoffs.
Well, regardless of opponent, I think the Packers are the weaker opponent, so yeah. I'd prefer to play them. But the Rams will be fun. So
I'm going to quote Red Dog from the text because he said it would be nice if the Packers, after the Thanksgiving Day game, a chance to really make the emphasis that the division is ours. Even though it's already ours, I don't quite get that logic.
That's
but,
why an emphasis but, is on the end of a sentence. But, you know, that we already claimed the division, but it would be an extra stamp on it.
But in a reversal, you're all about the Rams.
You're overreading into this, Bob. I like both men.
All right. I'm cutting off here. I'm cutting off. Let's move on. So the Lions are playing at noon this Sunday. January 7th, the last regular season game. Some people thought maybe this would be for the division in the last game of the year. Nope. Lions locked it up beautifully. They're all ready to go. But the Vikings are still playing for their playoff lives. There's still a very, 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 very small chance they can make the playoffs as a 7th seed. So, you know, they're going to give it all they got. Nick Mullens is back at quarterback. Unfortunately, the Lions did not get to see the Jaren Hall experience. It was a lot of fun for a half if you're the opponent. To watch him play because he was horrendous. I don't know if anybody watched that Sunday night game or the New Year's Eve game.
Watched part of it.
It was awful. It was terrible. So anyways, but they got Justin Jefferson back again. I'm sure we'll see a lot of Hail Marys to him like we saw last game again. But it should be fun. I think the Lions are 3-point favorites right now, 3 or 4-point favorites, depending on where the Lions moved as of today. But either way, I want to see this team go out with a win, carry that, you know, off the Cowboys game, come back strong. But the Lions are playing everybody, so be ready. They'll be ready to go. I like that, too. Some of these teams are resting people. I know, Rudd Dog, you're a big fan. UJ, I'm sure, is a big fan. He doesn't like sitting anybody because he brings up the Peyton Manning Colts thing a million times. Caldwell, resting players.
That was different, though.
I wouldn't mind if they didn't.
16-0. That's not just resting at the end of the season when everything's locked up and you have nothing to play for, really. I mean, I like the idea of carrying momentum, but it's not like if we had the division, like, you know, one seed locked up, I'd be fine resting.
Well, anyways, let's get into our prediction segments for this week. That, of course, is our Roar of the Week. And then our predictions for the game and our predicted outcomes for those games. So let's go around for our Roar of the Week. And let's start with Rudd Dog.
Okay, for my Roar of the Week, I'm going to go with, you know, the same person I did last week. I think Jared Goff's going to have a really big bounce back game. And I think he's going to put this game away early and let Teddy Bridgewater get some nice snaps. I think he's going to dish it around to the guys, you know, just do what he does. And I don't think the Vikings are going to be as effective against us as Dallas was. And I think he's just going to tear them up. So Jared Goff, baby, like 4 tutties through the air. He's my Roar of the Week.
All right.
There we go. Beautiful. All right, Jared Goff. Let's go over to Connor.
You know, watching the Rose Bowl, it was great seeing University of Michigan's D-line just crush it all day.
Oh, yeah.
They really made it a problem for Alabama. And this is inspiration for my pick. My Roar of the Week is Aiden Hutchinson, who is a Pro Bowler and a Michigan man. And I think he's going to wreak havoc and have a great game and have 2 sacks. I think he's going to help us have some faith that this D-line can do something in the playoffs. So, Hutch, my Roar of the Week.
Let's go. All right, Bob.
All right. I almost went Hutch there too, but I'm going to switch it up just to be more interesting. But it is nice to see Michigan going to the championship. I'll just add that. But so my Roar of the Week this week, I think the Lions are going to do well against the Vikings. I don't know if we'll be playing everybody, but I'm going to go with the Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was denied the Pro Bowl, tragically, at least the starter. I don't know if he gave out an alternate, but I think Amon-Ra is going to have a big game against that Viking defense. And what's Danielle Hunter will try to tackle him and will be unable to because Amon-Ra is better. So Amon-Ra, at least 100 yards and a touchdown is my roar of the week.
All right. Beautiful. Nice. Producer KJ.
My roar of the week is going to be Sam LaPorta. I think he's going to celebrate his Pro Bowl nod with a 90 yard receiving and a touchdown pass. So that's my roar of the week.
Yeah. Well, we can say what UJ. He called in, he texted, and his roar of the week is Jack Campbell. He'll lead the team with tackles with one sack and his first pick of his career. Jack Campbell is UJ's roar of the week.
All right, excellent. So my roar of the week is going to be a little unknown. I don't think we give this guy enough credit for all the little things he does on this team. I also, maybe a Pro Bowl snub, too, that we forgot to mention. Khalif Raymond. I don't think it's enough love for his role in this team.
Nice.
A little gadget player. I think he's going to get a little more usage this week, just maybe with the possibility of resting maybe the likes of Amon-Ra in the second half. Maybe we have a big lead and we take him out. But either way, at the very least, I just wanted to recognize him because he's an excellent punt returner. Knock on wood. Very sure-handed. And just once or twice a game, just gets that little 11, 12 yards that we need every once in a while. And I wanted to recognize that. So Khalif Raymond is my roar of the week.
Beautiful.
Good one.
Nice.
All right. So now let's roll this on over to our ever famous predictions. That's right. The Lions 3-point favorites at home this week. The kickoff is at 1 Eastern, noon Central against the Vikings. Lions, NFC North champions already. Maybe they'll be singing the fight song throughout all four quarters, getting ready for the playoffs. Or they'll also be singing the fight song because we'll be scoring, according to Red Dog's prediction, which I'm sure is like 70-3 or 70-7 or something.
Don't go spoiling my predictions.
Let's throw it over to you, Ren Road Dog. What do you got?
Well, I don't like 73 now that you said it, so I'm going to go with 74. I believe the Lions are going to blow out this Vikings team. I think it's going to be carnage. I think they're really heated after that last game. But I don't think it's going to come out in like a raucous, like, let's get revenge. I just think it's going to be a cool professionalism where they just really double down on their grit and attention to detail and just outclass this Vikings team. And it's just going to be a bloodbath. So I'm going with 74-0. I think Hutch is going to have three touchdowns and one for Iffy and CD Deuce as well, if he plays.
Just going to have three touchdowns?
74-0.
Wow.
Lions. That's my prediction.
All right. Well, that would certainly be a beautiful thing if it happened. Connor.
You know what? I think the Lions are going to come out firing early. To shake off the rust from the Cowboys game. And then I think the second half is going to be pretty dull. The Vikings are still alive, but I don't think this is a game of huge consequence. I think they're going to go up 21-0 at half and kind of cruise. Second half is going to be a 28-10 final with two touchdown passes from Goff. Never in question.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful. 28-10. All right, let's throw it over to Bob.
All right, yes, another divisional matchup. I like the Lions' chances in this one. Now, the Vikings have a very small chance to make the playoffs, I could say, but I don't think that'll be too much of a factor. What they're going to be most pumped about is their long snapper, Anjo De Paola. He made the Pro Bowl, so he's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be snapping long snaps all over the field, just showing off his wares, but mostly to the punter because they're going to be punting a lot, the Vikings, because they're going to really get a beat down from the Lions defense. So I like the Lions in this one. Put on a show at home and 31-9 Lions.
Ooh.
a very business-like day at the office for the Lions. Roll into the playoffs and leave the home crowd with the victory.
Beautiful.
That's my prediction.
Love it. Love it. All right. 31-9 from Bob. How about producer KJ?
My prediction is that the Lions are going to cruise here. I think they're going to win 27-13. Mm. Mm. Build that momentum going into the playoffs and whoever they play.
I like that.
KJ, excellent. Just curious. We may have already talked about this in the past, but do you want the Lions in the playoffs or do you want
the Cowboys? Lions or Cowboys?
For the Rams.
I think I'd want the Lions. I think I'd want the Lions.
Oh, you were just sounding so smart a second ago, KJ.
Yeah. Maybe he wants to lose early.
Oh yeah, that's fair. Maybe.
I think this Lions team could be head in the right situation, possibly. And I think the Rams can definitely score on the Lions, so they can totally keep.
Well, if the Lions end up playing the Rams, I think we'll have producer KJ maybe step into the den, and then produce his own segment, and then produce his own segment, and then we'll have to review this segment to make sure he leaves it all in there.
Yeah.
All right. But so we got UJ's prediction: Lions eke out a win 28-24, while most of the starters sit out the second half. Teddy Bridgewater throws a tutty. I like that too, actually. I am gonna go. I was thinking 27-20 Lions win this one. Where the Lions will be sitting out most of at least the fourth quarter, or maybe halfway through the third quarter. I do like Teddy Bridgewater getting in there too. Just God forbid something happens to Goff and we need Teddy Bridgewater to come in. I'd like him to get some reps, game reps before. Because you just never know with the playoffs. Like look at the 49ers last year. So I have 27-20, but yet again, for the 8th or the 17th time this season, we've all predicted a Lions victory.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
If you recall, UJ predicted a preseason Lions loss. So we have not done it every week. I just want to say.
Yeah.
How shameful. Why do you have to just throw my father's shame in my face?
He sees it as a positive, but we've had our arguments in the preseason about that one. But not to bring up that again. But anyways, so this is going to be a fun Sunday. Just sit back, relax, just enjoy that we have the NFC North locked up already. We have a home playoff game ahead of us. It works out in our favor to get the 2 seed. Phenomenal, obviously, especially to get that. You know, it would be really fun to see the Cowboys come to Detroit, especially after that call. Like, the fans
beautiful.
Would just be barking up a storm at the Cowboys. Ooh, that would be a lot of fun to see. Maybe
so. There's a still only if they lose and the Eagles lose. That's the only way they come to Detroit.
Lions win, Dallas and Philly lose.
Okay.
Good. But they are playing two teams that have nothing to play for other than to play spoiler. So. That's a factor. I mean, the Commanders are arguably the worst team in the NFL. That includes the Panthers, like, lately at least.
This is a hazardous time of year for the good teams. You're just facing all these freaking angry people who have nothing else to lose.
Yeah. I take that back about Washington, though. They do have some to lose draft position, so they might be trying to lose because they are in the 2 spot right now. If they were to win, they'd fall, like, all the way to 6 or something. So.
Yeah, but I don't think the players
need a
care about that. Coaches might care about that. I don't think.
Actually, the Washington's coach is on his way out, so he definitely doesn't care.
So he'll probably go for the win, like Lovie Smith did. Screw over Texans.
talk about a moment in time that completely changed the trajectory of the Bears with Lovie Smith beating the Colts to get the number one draft pick for the Bears that year.
Yeah, that was something
pretty wild, and it was on a crazy play, like a 4th and 20. Forever, they threw a touchdown pass to win. But anyways, so
we'll
a lot of fun,
some kind of craziness.
We'll be reacting to the Week 18 game, but most importantly, we'll be getting ready for the playoffs next week. Oh boy,
ooh baby,
a lot of fun times
first
ahead.
Playoff pod.
Yeah. This is the 4th year we're doing this. We started when the Matt Patricia era. Started.
Matt Patricia did not get us the playoff pod.
No,
he didn't. I don't think we even had a chance in the last week of season in any of the 3 years.
No, I think we were out of it before the last week.
No,
3 years ago.
It's bad.
So
let's not think of such dour things.
Anyways, so thank you everybody for joining. Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. Greatly appreciate that. Instagram at Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. If you want to share your thoughts or your predictions for the upcoming Week 18 game, who do you want to see in the playoffs? We'd love to hear from you. YouTube at DTBK. We'll have a live stream probably at the end of the season here. And then, and so just subscribe so you get alerted when that goes live. And thank you to our producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J. For crushing it every week, despite being a Rams fan.
Yeah, are we going to sing the Kid J thing if he goes into the Lions then and predicts a Rams win? They can protest.
Yeah, we'll give him a ton of shit. Of course we will, because he's
no, but we shouldn't do the Kid J thing in silence.
Oh.
For that one, we got Kid J.
We go opposite.
Yeah, we go down.
I like it.
Well, we shall see. It's not set in stone yet, so maybe they're not playing them, but it's like a 75% chance or something like that. And thank you to SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast. But lastly, we just want to thank our listeners for sticking with us the whole season.
Thank you.
Especially if you get to this point of the episode, every episode, where it just goes a little more off the rails than maybe at the beginning of the episode. So we greatly appreciate all of you. And we just can't wait to take this ride all the way to Super Bowl with you this next month and a half. Let's do it, baby. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always, go,
go, go.
Lions!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go! Go.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.